Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mike Clemens, thanks for the time tonight.
Yeah, it was surreal. It was kind of surreal. I'm calling you guys from a restaurant in downtown Indy.
What are we eating?
And I had some salmon. Nice piece of salmon.
Oh, yeah. Mike, you know, come on.
You know,
you're a fish guy?
I lost like 25 pounds in the last year. I'm leading a healthier lifestyle.
Well, I'm proud of you. I just can't eat anything that swims.
I'm reminded that when Sparky and I were down here, and there was a sports bar was next to St. Elmo's. St. Elmo's is the place where, you know, if you don't have a reservation before Combine week, forget about it, because they got the giant shrimp cocktail and the steaks and stuff. But we're at this little sports bar, and we turn around, there's Jack Del Rio when he was a head coach, and, you know, a bunch of other NFL guys. And so, like, there's a bunch of scouts in here now that have come wandering in. And that night Sparky and I were there came this dude with a baseball cap and a knapsack, and we did a double take, and it was Ted Thompson just walking through because he's gonna take the skywalk back to the motel room. He wouldn't stop for a beer, but he came and said hi to us and all that. But that's the cool part, is that if you go out to eat or something, you know, there's some guys over here with caps from the Colts, so they're probably scouts. And then they'll go watch the players work out tonight inside Lucas Oil. So,
Mike, now I know we got a lot of sound, and I want to get what you heard and the guys that you heard from here just in a moment. But for you, as a guy that's covered so many of these, how do you like the new format?
I'm getting used to it. What we really like is, you know, our ability to talk to players. So we get up at about 6, and then we get into town and kind of fight the traffic a little bit. But by 8 a.m., we're talking to players. And the good part is, access, microphones, and stuff like that for the technical part, taking pictures and all that. The negative is that, and like we discussed yesterday, when Gary was down here, there was more players you could talk casually, but now they've got like 12 players or coaches talking all at the same time, and you'd like them to be spaced out a little bit more. I think what it does for the teams, though, is that the media doesn't take so long.
Sure.
So they can spend more time doing their work, doing their interviews. And instead of interviewing 60 players in a week, now they're limited to 45. But like Goody told us, he says, you know what? Some of those days, if we had to interview 15 players in a day, they all blend together. And if you're only going to take 10 or 12 players in the draft, do you really need to talk to 60?
Yeah, that's when you start asking the ridiculous questions about where did your mom go to high school, what kind of soup do you eat on Tuesdays when you're sick, all those nonsensical questions. But the questions being asked to Mike McCarthy about his football team now, a lot of it being made of what he talked about with Dak Prescott and the quarterback situation that he's going to have. But the play calling is really interesting. Gary and I were talking about a little bit earlier, stunned that he made that decision to go with Kellen Moore as the play caller.
Well, you know, I also kind of got a sense, you know, that Jerry Jones, you know, it's no different than Green Bay. It's like, we're not going to spend money on a whole new staff.
Oh, there you go, Gary.
As well. The next thing is, you know, talking to Mike, and it was good to talk to him, just visit with him, catch up with him. And he talked about that he went to 4 or 5 of his kids' basketball games in the last week. So he still spent a lot of time in Green Bay. Soon, of course, he'll be living in Dallas and working at the offices of the Star that Zenzel and I visited last year. Tremendous facility. You guys remember back in 2012, McCarthy thought he got to a spot where, all right, Tom Clements, my offensive coordinator, and Aaron get along pretty good. So we'll let Clements call the plays, and I can be more of a game manager. Well, that lasted about 4 or 5 games, and Aaron started to complain that Tom Clements wasn't getting the play in fast enough. So McCarthy said then, I will never give up play calling again. This is who I am. This is, you know, why I'm in the NFL. I'm a play caller. Well, so now he's announced that 31-year-old Kellen Moore will continue as offensive coordinator, who Jason Garrett had given the job. The fact is, when this guy was calling the plays, they went from 11th to the number one ranked offense in the NFL last year. So McCarthy was asked, you said you'd never give up play calling.
I have a new job, so I get to start over and take all those never again statements back. But I think when you just look at the big picture, these decisions that I'm making, particularly early in my tenure, I've had a lot of time to think about it. I've had a chance to study the opportunities that were in front of me for quite some time. And Dallas was the one opportunity that was something I felt was important to keep the current offense in place because of the success that they've had in the past. You know, the productivity on offense is very high.
Also, if we're going to keep the quarterback, he had a huge year, so why don't we keep the guy that he likes calling plays for him?
Right. Now, so a lot of the writers are here from Wisconsin, including Bill Huber. He covers the team for Sports Illustrated. You guys have had him on the show. And he asked McCarthy, really, what's the last year been like sort of being this ghost, the guy who fires the Packers head coach? What's it been like, living in Green Bay with that status in the past year?
Difficult? I didn't think it was difficult at all. I mean, I had to go to rehab every day next to, I went to the Bell and Titleton Orthopedics. It was right next door, so I got to see Lambeau probably three or four times a week. So I mean, it's part. I don't know. Do you live in Green Bay, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's kind of hard to go anywhere up without seeing the stadium. So that's where my kids are born, and that's their hometown. And so really, the year off was very beneficial for us as a family.
That is so fascinating, to hear it like that.
Well, and he's just, he's making jokes. And there was a huge media throng to cover him. And I said, Mike, you realize now you're the head coach of the Cowboys. You can't be this laid-back guy under the radar in Green Bay for 13 years like he was. And, you didn't see him sitting down and doing network interviews.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for Jerry Jones. And he goes, I'm still going to try and make it about the players. Players first. I don't need to be, have my mug out there. We'll see how long.
Yeah, good luck with that one, Mike. I love you, but good luck.
Yeah.
Mike, what about the Packers head coach as he's also hanging out down there, now getting into a combine where, once again, he gets to be with the team that he coached last year with?
Well, Matt LaFleur actually given us an anecdote, a little bit of a look into, his life and the fact that he went to the Super Bowl with the Chiefs against the 49ers because his brother Mike is the pass coordinator for the 49ers. And he said, I didn't ever want to go to a Super Bowl again unless I was coaching the team that was in it. He had painful when he was part of the Atlanta Falcons staff that had that 28-3 lead against the Patriots and they lost. And he said he went last year because his buddy, his former mentor, Sean McVay, the Rams went into it. So he went to support Sean McVay and they lost to the Patriots. And he said he talked to his wife, Breanne, and said, I'm never going to a game again. But when his brother's team got into the Super Bowl, he said that Breanne and Mark Murphy talked him into it. So he was asked, what was it like going to Super Bowl 54 in Miami?
Yeah, it's not fun. When I first got hired here, I went the year before when it was in Atlanta when the Rams played the Patriots because, I'd worked so close with Sean and was there supporting him. And I'll never forget, I told my wife, I said, I'll never come back to another Super Bowl unless we're playing in it. And then here we are a year later, one game away from the Super Bowl, and you have your brother in the Super Bowl. And so between my wife and Mark Murphy, there's a lot of voices in my head telling me that I need to be there to support him. And so I did it, and it was definitely, there's nothing like being in that game. And I've had one experience myself being in that game, and we didn't come out on top. So that's always what you're striving for. That's what you're working for each and every day. And I don't think you'll ever be – I know I'll never be satisfied until we're holding that Lombardi trophy.
Was it the right thing to do, though? Do you feel it was the right thing to do?
Yeah, absolutely, especially with how that game went. And it was looking promising for the Niners there until the last 6 minutes of the game. And, it's tough when you see somebody you care about so much and you know, he was hurting after the game, so it was good for me to be there to support him.
That, and I can't even imagine. And then also a guy that he worked with so much, Kyle Shanahan, being in the same situation, going to have to answer all those questions after losing another one with some coaching questions, to say the least, Mike.
Right. And so then today we got to spend a lot of time with the players, offensive linemen. You know,
now we're talking the smart guys, smartest guys on the team, also best looking, Mike.
But they are the smartest guys. And, you know, we were just talking about that here at dinner when I was here with a friend of mine, Zach. He used to work with the Packers. Now he's with the NFL. And just how bright those guys were. Because we had interviews with them this morning. And we talked to Tyler Biotish, who's the center that, you know, the part of that line that was blocking for Jonathan Taylor. But we asked him why he's not going to work out this week at the Combine.
I had a minor AC scope done mid-January. And it just not cleared yet to do drills. I'm be cleared mid-April, so hoping to do something there. Otherwise, it was just it never limited me in anything. I just didn't want a lingering pain to be an issue on OTAs and rookie camps. So I just took care of it. I care more about my health than rookie camp and OTA.
Well, that's a way to say it. Also, I think he's pretty firmly the number one center on the board. So let's not risk it.
Right, exactly. And then Quintez Cephas, the wide receiver for the Badgers, and Paul Chryst. You know, he got the not guilty decision on those two counts and said it was a crazy, weird experience, but you know, he was able to get back and play for the Badgers this past year. And, you know, one of the things that was so much emphasized under Matt LaFleur this past year in Green Bay is wide receivers like an Alan Lazard blocking downfield for Aaron Jones. I said, mm-hmm. You're going to hear a lot of that when you get to the NFL, if you get to play for Kyle Shanahan and some of these other teams that are running the football, Sean McVay. And I said, so, you know, did Paul Chryst, you know, did you have a game, was that emphasized about blocking downfield for Jonathan Taylor when you're at Wisconsin?
Yes, sir. Being a tough, competitive player in the run game and being a complete receiver was something that I wanted to do. Being at Wisconsin, it was the reason I made my decision to go to Wisconsin, because I knew it would challenge me to be a complete receiver, to be a run blocker and catch balls and make, you know, help change Wisconsin's offense to give them down the field threats. And, you know, in the run game, JT, we know he can get to the second level really fast. And being in position is key. It can make a 8-yard gain, a 30-yard gain, or a touchdown. So coach always emphasized that we're the difference in the run game, and we took that very seriously. And, you know, that's definitely something that I want to do to separate myself at the next level, being a complete receiver.
Was there something Paul Chryst told you in this past season, like, hey, you're there, you know, nice job, and did you lay somebody out that they played back on film?
Right. One time Kendrick had an end around and against Michigan State, and I was able to get my block in. I put the guy on his back, and that was something, you know, the O-line loves when they see receivers doing things like that, blocking and, you know, fighting hard when the ball is not in their hands. You know, and that's how you really gain respect at that level, and that's something that I really enjoyed.
It's also how you're going to earn playing time in a system like this, where the wide receivers are going to have to block that much in that outside zone scheme.
And Billy and Gary, did you see that Cephas, you know, we're talking to Cephas there, he benched 225 pounds 23 times.
Insane. That is just
that's
strength,
awesome.
Mike.
Yeah, that's
huge
awesome.
Huge strength.
Good. Okay, 6 foot. Oh, yeah. I think he told us he weighed in at 202 23 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And then another big star of the day, man. You got, you know, Alabama here. You got Ohio State. But, man, Jonathan Taylor takes to the podium. Huge, huge national media group around this guy. And he's talking about, you know, you start thinking about your life. How did you get here, man? You're in the combine now. They're talking about you maybe the end of the first round, maybe in the second round. And he said when he was in Salem, New Jersey, there was another guy who ended up with the Badgers and then scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl for the Eagles, you know, named Corey Clement. And that was kind of his inspiration to decide on Madison and not the other schools.
Well, that was one part. Corey Clement's from Glassboro, New Jersey, which is about 25, 30 minutes away from Salem, New Jersey. So going into high school games, watching him tear through South Jersey, seeing him go to Wisconsin, have success at the highest level of collegiate football, thinking, oh, he's from the same area as me. If he can do it, why can't I? That kind of put Wisconsin on the map. It had me following them. Once I found out Wisconsin was a top 20 academic institution, that kind of was a deal breaker for me because I'm like, I get the best of both worlds. I'll be able to have, you know, an elite education as well as an elite athletic experience to be able to challenge and compete with guys around the country.
Top 20 academic institution. I can tell Gary's smiling over there as everybody's going to
graduate players, man.
Graduate, yeah. Get into the NFL and graduate and also lift weights as well. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Taylor also can run quite fast as he helped the Wisconsin Badgers track team this year.
6,000 yards in 3 years. I think that was a record. I mean, Gary, that dude was so at ease around 150 reporters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we do it at Wisconsin. And so was Quintez Cephas. I mean, he answered some great questions. There was a lot of hard questions asked by him, and he was very well spoken.
So, JT, you're Jonathan Taylor. You know, he's asked today, hey, so when you guys have to line up and run that 40, now in prime time on the NFL Network, what are you shooting for?
Really trying my best to crack that 4.4. I'm going to make sure that, you know, show that I have that long-distance speed. I mean, I'm sure it shows up on film, but on film, usually when a bigger guy is fast, it kind of looks like he's really smooth, and it doesn't look like he's moving as fast, which makes sense in a deal, but and you look at the film, I'm running away from people.
Yeah, he is running away from people.
Him running away from those two safeties in the Michigan game, I think you could just play that one on track
just
and just have it go with a loop, Mike. He's going to be able to run away from guys at the next level as well.
I know. But that made me laugh out loud. He said, hey, watch the film.
I'm
running away from people.
Yeah, come on.
That's
man.
The toughest part about this, man, because a lot of people are going to say, well, the film looks different. And I like the guys that just say you're trying to see what it verifies the film says. I heard Brian Gutekunst say, you're just trying to verify the film a little bit more. Wouldn't mind seeing Jonathan Taylor in a green and gold jersey. I'm just saying that. Mike, appreciate it. We'll talk this continues down at Indianapolis. Great work, man.
Thank you, Big Show.
Yeah, buddy.
That's Mike Clemens joining us from the
Embedded
NFL Scouting Combine on the Wendy's Big Show. 105.7 FM, The Fan. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home?
No.
Great Midwest Bank Home Renovation Loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com. Simply local lending since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.